time to evaluate sort of your Adam development?
Yeah, I felt like I battled out there. I feel like there's a lot of traffic on the bases, especially at the top of that lineup. And when those guys get on, in any lineup, it's hard to navigate through. But I felt like I made pitches when I needed to make pitches. I felt like when pitches needed to be made, I felt like I made them.
Where were you at the end of the game for the walk-up?
I was inside. I was just watching on TV. I had the 20-second delay or whatever it is. And then it was me, Jackson, and Mole, and Oler. We just started going nuts.
Well, just for Barrera specifically, what's sort of the level of excitement for him? Obviously, he's been up and down a little bit and been through a lot already this year.
Yeah, I've played with Barrera the last 3 years now in Vegas, and he's a very high-energy guy. Very team-oriented guy. He cares. He wants to be the best he can be. And I think it was the seventh or eighth, he overran that ball. And then he came up in that situation, and baseball gods are real. That's incredible. Honestly, I couldn't be more happy for him. Like I said, he comes to the ballpark every single day with a smile on his face. He's always happy. He's always working hard. He's always trying to prove that he belongs here, and I couldn't be more happy for him.
Yes, we have. Mark was just mentioning that today you didn't have probably your best cutter, but I was taking some notes during the game, and all the other stuff seemed to be working. Could you say that probably this is your best game, that you didn't have one of your key pitches, and however you navigate through six innings so well?
Yeah. I felt like early my stuff was playing down. I felt like I didn't really have that bite on my curveball until later in the game. So the cutter kind of came and went. I felt like I threw it well to righties today. I wasn't able to really get it in on lefties. I threw one good one to Rangifo. I think it was his second at bat. But no, it definitely just gives you confidence just going out there. And, you know, when you have days like this where, you know, maybe just the feels off just a little bit, and to be able to navigate that lineup, they're top of our division right now. It just gives you confidence moving forward.
How did that replay review of the first maybe help you settle down a little bit? It hadn't been obviously a great start to close.
Yeah, it's, you know, when a play is challenged, most of the time it's challenged because the call on the field is wrong. And then I saw it on the big screen, and I didn't know if there was enough evidence to overturn it. It was kind of hard to tell if his foot came down on top of the bag or if it kind of went over the bag. But no, just being able to get that guy off base, instead of having no outs first and second, in the first, you go from one out with a guy on first, and honestly, you're one pitch away right there from getting out of it. But yeah, I've tried to not kind of, I guess, like over, not necessarily overthink, but like not let stuff like that kind of affect me. It is what it is. It's part of the game. Like, you're gonna have good games, you have bad games, you're gonna have run into teams that are hot and they hit you around. But for me, it was even if that guy was safe there, I was trying to get a ground ball next pitch. So yeah.
Paul, yesterday Dalton mentioned he kind of went to you for some, you know, conversation, made a decision to pitch out of the stretch the whole game. Just in terms of that camaraderie between the starting rotation, what's that been like, just kind of being able to pick each other's brain and kind of learning things throughout the season this year?
It's awesome. I love those guys. I love every single one of them. Our group's young, but we're very open to anything, good or bad, whether it's in-game stuff that someone sees, whether it's, you know, bullpen stuff that one of us see, just our chemistry in general, we're all in it together. Only one guy gets to go out there and start a game, but the other four of us, we're paying attention, we're watching, maybe what someone's been working on, or, you know, if they're tipping certain pitches or whatever it may be. But yeah, I just feel like as the season goes on, we're going to get even more and more close with each other. And no, it's been a lot of fun with those guys this year. And like I said, everyone's in it together.
Yeah. Katsuya before the game said, you know, he acknowledged your numbers, they're certainly there, but he said he was proud of you as the person, and I think he was referring to the last couple of seasons, you're finally getting opportunities. Have you been able to kind of take a step back and just be proud of yourself for everything that you've done?
No, honestly, no. I try not to think at all, honestly. You know, with the stuff that I've been through, I feel like I've caught myself thinking too much, and I've never been a thinker. And just being able to, I guess, go out there with an open mind mentality. You know, like my first 7 starts this year have been good, but you know, it doesn't really matter moving forward. You know, like I give myself usually the rest of the day, rest of my start day, to sit there and kind of think about it, and then I move forward. Because it doesn't matter how good your numbers are the first couple months. Like at the end of the year, and you look up, you want your numbers to be what you want your numbers to be.
What's it like facing Ohtani? Because he seems to make a lot of adjustments on the fly, and you can go anywhere with gets a ground ball, it could have 3 hits.
I would say it's like facing a created player on a video game that has all their numbers all the way up. I mean, the guy's incredible. Like, I was trying to get him to just go after stuff out of the zone, and he was going after stuff out of the zone, and he was still getting hits. So, like, I mean, the guy's just incredible. I mean, that's kind of the only way to put it. I mean, he's big. His bat stays through the zone for a long time. He can hit for average. He can hit for power. He can steal bases. I mean, he throws 100 miles an hour. It's fun to face, but I mean, the guy's just incredible.
Well, you have enough innings now to be one of the ERA leaders. How gratifying is it you put yourself in a position to be in that small group of pitchers?
It's awesome. But I didn't just get here. This didn't just happen like from myself, honestly. Like everyone here, the information we get here, the people that kind of just have trust in me and believe in me, all those guys kind of go into that circle. And yeah, it's honestly like, it's cool. Like when you see your name with Justin Verlander, it's cool.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.